Leaders in state government say they want to fight climate change and decarbonize Hawaii's economy. One popular idea is to put a tax on carbon emissions, and bills to do that are moving at the state legislature. It may be rare to find anything that creates universal agreement in 2020, but University of Hawaii economics professor Michael Roberts says economists from across the political spectrum support a tax on carbon emissions.
The essential idea is that pollution is bad for society and we don't pay for it. There's no price for pollution.
Basic laws of supply and demand say that people will use less of something the more expensive it is. So a tax on carbon pollution will push people to burn fewer fossil fuels. Roberts says not only would a carbon tax nudge individuals and businesses to reduce emissions, it would also accelerate the development of green technologies.
It would really harness all aspects of our incredibly complex economy to deal with this problem.
There are several proposals to enact a carbon tax currently under consideration by state lawmakers. One was just passed by the Senate. The tax would be paid by wholesale distributors of fossil fuels, but could be passed on to consumers. Maui Representative Tina Wildberger authored one carbon tax proposal. The small business owner supports aggressive action on emissions reduction, but says the idea of a carbon tax is appealing because it's less disruptive than an outright ban.
You can't just go in gangbusters and upend established economic structures without taking into account everything that's going to domino down the line.
One commonly cited domino effect from a carbon tax is that it disproportionately hurts low-income residents. Tom Yamachika is with the Tax Foundation of Hawaii.
No matter who you are, no matter how much you make, no matter how little you make, as long as you are using the thing that's the object of the tax, you got to pay it.
The current carbon tax proposal contains income-based tax credits to address that issue. Yamachika also says lawmakers need to be aware that taxes designed to reduce a certain market activity are not a reliable source of long-term revenue. He uses the example of the state's cigarette tax, which is used to fund the University of Hawaii's Cancer Research Center.
One of the goals of the tax is to be high enough to change people's behavior. And guess what? It's working. People are consuming less. And so as a result, the amount of money that's going into the cancer center is going down.
Revenue from the carbon tax passed by the Senate would be directed into six special funds for things like energy security and environmental response. Yamachika says he would rather see that money go to the state's general fund. The proposal now heads to the state house, which can make changes or kill the idea entirely. If passed, Hawaii's would be the first statewide carbon tax in the U.S. As currently written, it would take effect in 2021. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ryan Finnerty.